Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for the gift of life, for family and friends, for your mercy and grace. Our hearts are filled with joy as we recognize your blessings, big and small, and count them one by one. Celebrations of our birthdays, anniversaries, reunions, recoveries, and accomplishments. You bless us abundantly so we can bless others whom you bring into our lives. Yet sometimes we hold back from sharing from our abundance out of fear, doubt, envy, and mistrust. At other times, we get caught up in our own hard times, and we close ourselves off to the possibilities of abundant new life that you continually make available to us. At times like that, gracious God, lead us through the trials, the suffering and sorrow, the challenges and struggles, the tired times, despair, and bleak places. Help us transform our doubts and self-pity into trust and confidence, our grumbling and complaints into praises and thanksgiving. Transform us in all our broken ways. Transform us that we can be made whole again. Be with those who are worried and anxious, suffering from unwanted illnesses. Grant them your healing and peace. Be with those who are mourning the death of their beloved ones. This morning we remember especially Sherry Woodhouse, who is mourning the death of her beloved husband. Be with her family members and friends who are mourning the loss. Grant them your comfort and peace. Be with those who feel alienated, excluded, and lost. Grant them your love and peace. In this hour of worship, may we hear your voice of love that welcomes us without questioning our past. May we share your joy of welcoming your children in your prodigal grace. We now pray the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.